phone. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll take that out. And it's true, Jan is correct, that the earlier versions had a number of questions that were similar, that is, that we would have to find answers about our own stations. And I had put them in intentionally because I thought a lot of us, including myself, don't know the answers to some of these questions, and it makes us ignorant about the degree to which we're representing people, or the degree to which there's participation of membership, or the degree to which we're adequately funding our own station, and so on. So I was playing it as a push survey. I took all of those out, but I think at some point it would be useful for us to require us to know those things, but not in this, obviously not in this survey here.
Nancy?
Wait a minute, excuse me. Can I continue?
Oh, yeah, go ahead if you're not finished, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate, I guess, Alex's comment about the simpler things are, the easier, the more likely we are to get answers. And I think that, you know, you have three questions here, or two numbers, but three questions about committees, and I'm wondering if we need all of, you know, if we need an essay here, what's the value of having committees? And I mean, I don't know if anybody thinks that we shouldn't have committees, but
which numbers are those, Nancy?
18 and 19.
I can just take them out down. I can take this down for simplicity.
Well,
yeah,
I think you
could say, you know, do you think we should have committees? Yes or no. I mean, if you find that there's a lot of people who think we shouldn't have committees, then we can, you know, go into that. But
maybe a more relevant question is, do you think we have too many committees or too few committees?
Okay, I can put that.
This is Janet for the SEC.
Do you think that our committees slow things down? Because, and I don't know, that's something that people could have opinions about. Anyway, okay. Thank you.
I thought Nancy was on the stack also.
Okay. I didn't remember. Nancy, did you want to say something?
Sure. Yeah, I was just going to recommend just a separate effort to get some of this. Separate efforts to get some of this information. As Carol says, this is information that we need. This is like part of the environmental scan. And so it's important that we get this information. But as Alex and Dana pointed out, it's not likely to get certain things from surveys. But there are places where this information already exists. This information is known about how many members voted, about how much each station has paid in central services or whatever other questions might be that we need to know for this environmental scan. And we could, you know, I think the working group could come up with a list of those questions that we need to find out, but some other way other than survey.
Carol for the stack.
Okay, I think I heard Janet, then Carol.
Yeah, okay. So I agree with what Nancy just said. Maybe we could call something else a fact sheet and have, you know, these questions answered in the fact sheet, because doing a survey with some of these factual questions, you'll get people's opinions, or maybe they think they know but they don't, or that kind of thing. There needs to be sourced material. And I agree with Alex, and about the shortness of the survey. The shorter, the better. But Carol, I had asked you several questions when it came to number 9, to talk about what do you mean by qualifications, or adding. I'm sorry, that's not a question. That's to add. I already talked about that.
I think Carol said she was okay with that.
So. Right. No, but I'm sorry. After I emailed my input.
I know what you're saying.
And so who would, number 11, who would serve on this nominating committee? And also for number 14, you refer to privileges. Can you give examples? What do you mean by privileges?
Alex, can I go to answer Janet and then say what I wanted to say?
Yes, go ahead.
Janet, I put in the survey your question, if you think so, who would be on the nominating committee and how would they be chosen, because what I think isn't important.
Okay.
And on the issue of privileges, I put like discounts on events or pride of membership, or simple pride of membership. In terms of other ways that membership is seen, or anyway, so that's in terms of that. So
could be called a privileged member, like a member.
Yeah, well, I mean that I have a membership card. I'm a card-carrying Pacifica member, you know.
Let me give you an example. If you're a member of the Metropolitan Museum of New York. This is one of the biggest nonprofits in the world, by the way. They have something like five, maybe more than five levels of membership, from the lowest to the highest. The highest level of membership, you get to eat and you get to have dinner in the trustees' dining hall. I think after that, you actually could become a trustee if you have a few million dollars to donate. So it goes from that to being able to have brunch in a much less fancy dining hall. And I actually had one of the lowest level memberships for a while.
Anyway, now can I say what I wanted to say?
Go ahead.
I really liked what Nancy said about it would be useful for us to come up with the questions that we think the environmental survey that we should know about ourselves. And I'm not sure that we can come up with the answers as quickly as we could come up with the questions, but I think the Mission and Governance Committee could come up with the questions at our next meeting to discuss what would it be good if we all understood about ourselves. So I'm all about it. Anyway, I've changed it to reflect every comment that was made here. And so I'm wondering if we can have the motion. Let's see, we have 7 minutes left, so we can still talk.
Carol, are you confident that we have the survey ready to go, or do you think we need another round to tweak it some more?
I think we have it ready to go. Myself, but I'm, other people may not feel that way.
It's just a survey, and it's only going out to the Pacifica board members,
right?
At least initially. Maybe eventually we want to expand that, but initially it's just going to go to the Pacifica members, board
right.
members.
Right. That's what the motion says, just the Pacifica board members.
Okay, so let me ask you another question.
Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead.
There might be some other questions that we think of that should be on there, but so we could always do another round. This doesn't have to be absolutely perfect.
Right.
Well, it's never going to be perfect. It's just a question of, are we confident that this is more or less okay to send out as a survey? That's all.
Yeah. Do we have everything off of there that should not be on there? You know, if we think of other things that we absolutely should ask, then we can do that again, you know.
Okay. I have one other question. What would be the mechanism for sending out this survey? Would it just be an email to the board members? But we need to be able to track, you know, the survey being returned from board members. So maybe it should be done like we do with electronic elections. What do people think?
Janet, I have a question.
Well, that was my question. I'm just asking. Does anybody?
But it's also piggybacking on your question.
Yeah, go ahead, Janet.
Well, just, you know, who will receive the surveys? Who will people send the survey back to? That's another part of it.
Well, if it goes to the governance and mission group who prepared it, we can make a report and also have the all of the paper available for everybody so that everybody can see everything, and also that there's a summary. But how we do it, I don't know. I mean, people could send it to me, and then, you know, I would and ask. It says that it's asked for names. So, I mean, I guess if they don't want to have their name, they can leave their name out, too. I guess we should say that. Although then we could see who didn't vote.
Well, there is software we could use for surveys, but this is going out to such a small group, I don't think we really need the software. We may want to do something to preserve the anonymity of the responses.
And if they want to have it.
That's why I brought up maybe we should handle it like an election. Janet, what do you think?
Well, I don't know how much time is left, but can we maybe,
4 minutes.
Let's say if we approve this questionnaire, we can discuss or in between now and the next meeting on email what different options are available to send it out or wait until the next meeting and decide then when we have more information about how the different options for actually sending it out.
Carol.
Carol, what do you think?
I think we should send it out and tell people we're trying to think of how to do this. Does anybody want to preserve anonymity or are people comfortable? And it could be not just to me, but to everybody who's on the governance and mission thing. So it's not only in my hands to, you know, in case people don't trust me, you know, like that. So I think we should send it out and say, you know, if you want it sent another way or if you're uncomfortable, please suggest a way to protect people's anonymity, but I don't know. Or we can go with what Janet, but then we should change the date that people were asking them to complete it.
Tom, to the fact?
Tom, what do you think?
I think this is a great effort. I think, as Nancy said, we can tune it as we go. I think doing this kind of a thing where we give everybody an opportunity to weigh in some kind of a structured way is awesome. I think you should just go ahead and send it out the way it is. I don't think that it needs a lot more work. You know, I was going to say, Alex mentioned this, SurveyMonkey is pretty easy to use, but I just think let's just get going here. And it's a relatively small sample. It should be easy to tote up the scores. So I think it's great. I'm all for it. Let's go.
I have one suggestion. If we want to preserve anonymity, why don't we do what we do in elections and have people send it back to one of our nonpartisan tellers? who monitor the electronic elections that we have, provided they're willing, you know, to volunteer for that.
I want to read the language, not just the summary, because I think that therein will be a lot of richness. And do we think people really don't want to answer these things?
Some people may want to answer them anonymously. I don't particularly care myself, but some people may. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, if this is not an issue, maybe I'm making this up, then let's just do it. You know, let's just go ahead.
Janet. Nancy after Janet.
Okay, Janet, then Nancy.
Well, this committee, we don't, you know, it's a subset of the whole PNB, and there are others on, this has been a discussion of maybe among five people, but for the whole PNB, we don't know. And so whether some people might want to answer anonymously. So we might as well err on the side of being conservative about this.
Nancy?
I think one question, one issue that's important is that we get as many people as responding. I mean, ideally, we would get everybody responding. If that's the goal, what mechanisms are we going to use to make it so everyone can respond? Will we offer an option to let people be asked these questions so they don't actually have to respond? You know, if somebody wants to answer, you know, have the questions asked to them, and you know, I think we want to get as many of the directors responding as not as possible. And how are we going to get, you know, virtually everybody responding?
Well, I thought we just mail them out to everybody by email. My only question was, how do we get the results if we want to preserve anonymity? And that's why I thought about maybe it should be sent to one of our nonpartisan election tellers, and they in turn will forward all the answers, but without the, you know, the name of whoever, you know, whoever it was it came from.
We could leave that. We could put on the thing that we could take the space off for the name and just say, are you a listener, staffer, or affiliate director? And
Janet.
Put your name if you want to.
So don't you have a question? Nancy.
Alex, well, I'm sorry. I asked before.
Janet was before
Alex.
Me, yeah.
Janet, go ahead. We're running out of time on this item.
Yeah, not putting your name on the form is one thing, but sending it in, it'll be known whose email it is, who the person is from their email address. Anyway, that's part of what happens with the election thing.
How about if somebody wants to do an anonymous one, they print it out and they scan it from a different city and send it by snail mail to...
No, it's too complicated.
Mentor would like to speak.
Carol, that's too much. Come on.
Mansoor would like to speak, please. Yes.
Okay, Mansoor, you haven't said anything.
Yeah, King Riley in Los Angeles, who's not associated with any of us, but he loves KPFK and Pacifica and dedicated his life for it, so we can send it to him. I know you might think that he's part of our group, but, you know, he's a very reliable person, and we can deal with anonymity of the rest of the group. Thank you.
Nancy, and then I think we're going to have to end the discussion on this item.
Good. Yeah, what it's is there some reason we can't use SurveyMonkey?
Well, I don't know how to do it. If you can set it all, I'll send it to you, and you can send it out on SurveyMonkey.
Well, I don't know how to do it either, but it resolves the question of anonymity.
Mansoor would like to speak to that. Bill and I have done surveys that it doesn't leave any tracks behind, so we can deal with that. Bill Crozier and I, we have done surveys before.
Some of us may want our name associated with what we fill out too, you know, so we could send it out both ways.
You could add your name to the body of the survey, if you want to do.
Sure, that. I'll add my name.
All right. All right. How about this then?
Sure, if you could do it, but we're 3 minutes over, and can we agree that I'll send this to Mansoor and he'll get it out to the board?
That's what I was going to suggest. Can we just appoint Mansoor to take care of this?
Sure.
And you, Carol, you'll work with Mansoor.
Yes, and I will send the final version out so everybody can see that. In fact, I took the notes as you gave them and put in your suggestions and took out things as suggested.
Terrific. Nancy, I think, did you have something you wanted to say?
I just wanted to respond, about, you know, there is a question on there about your station, so there's... You know, that's going to be a giveaway as to there be one of four people, I guess, that would be responding. And the other one I wanted to respond to Mansoor is that I think we really need to hear from the directors only first, so we should not be mixing in other people at this point.
No. Bill and I, we have designed a survey, not that I'm going to get him involved with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I mean, I can never tell when you're kidding, Mansoor.
I'm serious.
I mean, as far as inviting someone else outside of the board to do the survey first.
No, nobody from outside would be involved.
Okay.
We can, if we want to extend the survey, we can have another discussion about that at a future meeting, not at this meeting.
Time's up, past.
Time's up, okay.
Well, I have a question real quick.
Okay. What is your question?
We're talking about the PNB. What about the secretary and the ED? Do they get to answer?
I would say yes, since they're ex officio members of the PNB.
Not the ED.
Really, or that. Yeah, the ED is. The ED is. Yeah.
We are now 5 minutes.
I don't know
past.
Where it says that anyway.
Yeah. So it's always been the case. The ED is a participant
in the
board meeting. It's not a voting member.
In the bylaws.
Okay, we have to move on. We are done with this agenda item. The next item is the programming working group, excuse me.
So do we have to vote on this motion?
I thought we had consensus on it. Is there anybody who's objecting? I didn't hear any objections during the discussion.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to programming working group, and as you know, we had a motion that failed to achieve a majority at the last meeting, and I wanted to bring that motion back because I think it's important that we take some initiative on the programming content side, I believe the motion is quite timely, and if we're going to have a serious discussion of strategic planning, we cannot leave out programming. That's simple. So I'm putting that motion back out there. I'm not not contending that it's a perfect motion. It could certainly be amended if you have some useful ideas about how to amend it, but I don't think it should just be dismissed. So I guess I should read the motion. Let me see if I can get a hold of it. Hold on. Where did I put it? Okay, here's the motion. Be it resolved that Pacifica take immediate steps to begin to function as a network. The executive director will appoint a national programming director who will be tasked with the job of coordinating national programming with the local program directors. This position, spelling error there, this position can be filled initially with either a volunteer or an interim hire. That the national program director organize a Pacifica channel to make programs from throughout the Pacifica network easily available to each Pacifica station, that a one-hour-a-day Pacifica-wide program be implemented that will initially include the best programming from each listening area. Each station will be required to schedule this network-wide program and contribute to it. That steps be taken to revive a Pacifica-wide news service to complement the local news. That's the motion. As I discussed when I introduced this last week, the initial form of this motion came from a series of suggestions that Tom Livingston brought to the Pacifica management. And we sort of embellished on his suggestions during our discussion in the programming working group. So anyway, this is open for discussion. Who would like to be on the stack?
Jan Goodman.
Jan. Go ahead.
I would like to discuss whether or not we want to have a maximum initial salary so that we don't get all balled up in that we can't afford it. And so I propose an amendment that says that initially we will be budgeting $1,000 a month plus or minus $500 as a honorarium for a volunteer until we find more funding for this, which could be special, parenthetically, which could be special funding for this position. And I will prepare this, and I would like to speak to this to say that I think we need somebody to do this. We need to have. I think this is a excellent way to go to funders and say, this is, you know, we are turning over a new leaf. We're going to bring in high quality journalism. It's going to be a national programming initiative for Pacifica, and it will, I believe, have the ability, give us the ability to go to funders who are interested in supporting Pacifica, to have a project for them to support. And so I think that, and I don't know that we need to put into the motion, you know, that this should be, production values should be of the highest quality only on this feed. But that's the way I feel about it. And if we have to have one program that has great production values three times a day, so be it. but I will prepare the a motion, an amendment to the motion, so that we can get going on this, so people can't complain that they think it's possibly too, you know, too little or too much
Janet,
money.
Janet to the staff.
And wait a minute. And I think that we should put in there that the if it doesn't have it in there already, that the executive director has the is the person who is designated to hire this person after a reasonable search.
The executive director, by definition, is designated to do hires of the national type hires.
Well, you would think that would be true, and I think that that is true. But if you listen to the way that people on the Strategic Planning Committee and on the PNB talk about hires, they think, you know, everybody.
Point of order.
Many people think that they have
point
that
order.
Ability. So I'll just
point
put it in.
Point of order.
I heard a point of, what is your point of order? I think that's Sophia.
Yeah. Are we still on a 90-second speaking time frame?
I believe we are.
Yeah. Well, I think the time is up.
Yeah, I think I'm not the timekeeper, but I think, yeah, Jan, you probably are over 90 seconds at this point.
I have a
Janet,
Carol for the SPAC.
Okay. Janet first, then Carol, then Joseph. Okay. Janet?
Okay. So this all was argued last meeting. I don't hear any new arguments. So the only difference this time would be a different set of voters. For this. I object to this being brought back just for that, and I'm going to vote against any against the main motion on any amendments. I'm just stating that.
Okay. Carol?
I had a question for Tom, because to me, finding such a person for $1,000 a month honorarium is a tough one, and I'm wondering if he thinks that that's within the realm of possibility, or is that not?
Yeah, so I think this is a really important endeavor. I think doing this is there won't be much activity beyond what we're doing now. We have weekly leadership team meetings, and we talk about national programming in almost every meeting. But it ends up being that before, like the Poor People's March, the WPFW decided to do it or knew they were going to do it about 2 weeks before the actual event, so we weren't able to do very much. So having a person who is listening to all the stations, talking to all the stations, thinking ahead, I think it's a critical thing. In terms of the, and we don't have money right now. I think the idea of looking for if it could possibly be somebody on one of our staffs now, I think the idea of looking and seeing what we can do, and then if it's not gonna happen, then I think revisiting the idea and also in the context of can we afford it at that point, I think to not start the endeavor at all, I think is a mistake.
Thank you, Tom.
Lucia.
Okay. Was there anybody else who wanted to be on the stack?
Yeah, Joseph.
Joseph, yeah, that's right. Joseph, go ahead.
Several things. At KPFT, after we got rid of the last program director, who really just didn't do much for the station, the position just didn't do much. So in that sense, I'm actually in favor of a national program director versus local, because I don't see the workload at an individual station of a program director really being sufficient for a full-time job anyway. And as kind of Tom just pointed out, the very fact that they would be national and kind of looking at all our programming would be a huge advantage and make that work much more productive, I think. Secondly, when it comes to some kind of a national news program, really? Holy.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, fine.
Are you sure? That didn't seem like 90 seconds to me.
It was 2 minutes, actually.
Really? Okay.
I move that he talk till he finishes.
That could be tomorrow.
Well, I'm Joseph, would you like another 30 seconds?
Sure.
To finish your thought? Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was going to say is the idea of a national news program, I think it's good, but all of our best programming that we have at KPFT comes from volunteers. And this kind of sounds like you're kind of trying to hire staff to create a program. And I don't feel like we really get that same kind of quality and passion from people that are hired for a program than people who come in. So are we really preparing to hire a whole staff or doing some kind of a national multi-station broadcast? That may be necessary, and I get that. I'm just, that part of it sounds a little expensive. So I'll stop there. Thank you.
Okay, I think I heard Janet and Afia, but Afia, you haven't really said much on this item, so why don't you go first and then Janet can go?
Janet can go first.
Okay, fine. Janet?
Just that whatever this if this is approved by this committee, it has to go to the PNB.
Well, that's correct. This is any motions
from
this committee are just, they're all recommendations to the PNB, of course.
Right.
Afia?
I'd like to make a substitute motion, and that motion is that that there be a survey taken comparable to the survey that we just discussed that would involve the staff and opening it up to the membership that to do some objective, meaningful assessment of the programming of the station, and that the character of the Pacifica Foundation is not left in the hands of a single individual, especially someone who is simply an interim person. You're talking about a major, for lack of a better term, brand change that, first of all, has no guarantee and usually doesn't generate any more money, but completely changes the character, the nature, the quantum and quality of a more than 50-year-old institution. So I move that a survey and an objective study be taken before we proceed with this motion that's on the floor.
Can you email us your proposed substitute motion?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I think Carol, you wanted to speak.
I did. Although now I'm changing course because we've got a substitute motion. I oppose the substitute motion because I think, I understand the concerns. I think probably they're less concerning for affiliates because affiliates control what they do anyway. But for the stations, I understand the sentiment expressed in the substitute motion. But I think that because we're a
legally and financially one institution, and we really have very little functional relationship, but I think it's about time we develop it. And so I think that we have to move forward. And this is a modest proposal that is, you know, for $12,000 a year, essentially. Having somebody look at stuff to put together some national programming, I think, in a time of a national political crisis is extremely important. So I oppose the substitute motion, and I don't remember what else I was going to say. But
anybody else on the stack? Okay, let me just weigh in myself then. I also oppose the substitute motion. This is not a full throttle about face from anything Pacifica is doing. It's actually, we're just taking a few things, or baby steps, to establish ourselves more concretely as a network rather than a loose collection of stations. I think from previous discussions, most members of the board are in agreement that that's the direction we should be going. And I also think most members of the board would like to see some shift in the content of our programming. And we're not, this is nothing radical we're proposing. We're just taking a few modest steps in that direction. And we could always, if things aren't working out the way we think they are, there's no reason we can't make adjustments. So I oppose the substitute motion. I would like to vote on the support the original motion with Jan's amendment. Is there any further discussion? Okay, then let's go to a vote on the substitute motion. Do we have that in writing yet?
It's on its way.
Okay. Do you want to read it in the meantime? If you.
I'm not finished writing it, actually. Move to conduct survey to evaluate current programming and obtain input of staff, membership, staff and membership regarding programming, national, regarding creation of national programming imprint
. Okay, is that it?
Nancy, to the stack.
Before making any such change.
Okay, I think we're ready to vote on this. Did you have anything to say, Nancy?
I don't know how to do this, but I like Afia's idea. But I think we should do it as well as your motion. I think we should do both things. But
Well, what you can do is...
Postpone it until after we vote. You know, bring up this...
What you can do is we can vote on the substitute motion, and if we have time, then if the substitute motion prevails, then that's that. If the substitute motion does not prevail and we still have time, we can discuss the main motion, and you're certainly welcome to provide an amendment to the main motion.
Carol for the staff.
Jan Goodman.
Carol.
Staff, we're almost out of time, so we need to...
We're almost out of time, and I think that if the motion fails, we should go to a vote on the main motion, and if it passes, there's nothing preventing the program committee to work on a survey and bring it at the next meeting, and, you know, to facilitate what if he is suggesting.
Okay. I do believe we are pretty much out of time, so let's just go to a vote on the substitute motion. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll on that? Can you take the vote?
Okay. Joseph Davis.
I vote yes.
Jan Goodman.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Tony Leone. He's not present, right? He's sent in with the absent, right?
Yeah, he's not here.
Okay, Tom Livingston.
Abstain.
Afia Wangaza.
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah.
No.
Nancy Jordan. No. Alex Steinberg.
No.
Carol Travis.
No.
Okay. We have three yeses. Five noes, one abstention.
Okay, then that fails. Then let's go to a vote on the main motion.
The amendment, I sent it.
Yeah, can you read the main motion as amended, Jan?
Okay.
Or
I'd like to speak to the amendment.
We already read the main motion. Can you just read your amendment?
Yes, I will read the amendment.
Yeah.
Chair, may I, after she does that, may I say something about the amendment?
We're out of time for discussion, unless you have a point of information.
Oh, wait a minute. We have 7 minutes. I'm wrong.
Oh, we do? Okay, never mind. I thought we were out of time.
Okay.
Here's the
amendment.
So, go ahead.
Further, that a national program director be sought, there be a search for a national program director. Sorry for this is poorly written, I see. There be a search for a national program director be conducted with the understanding that initially the job would be filled by a volunteer who would initially be given an honorarium of no more than $1,000 per month, but with the understanding that the position will hopefully turn into a full-time paid position. Future higher funding for this position will be sought for this position and program. Such further or additional funding be limited to funds raised specifically for this position, national programming, and or put into future budgets. Further, that the executive director be charged with doing the search and hiring of this person. So this doesn't, you know, it could be Tom is interim executive director. It could be the new executive director. So it's whatever executive director we have.
Yeah, we understand that.
Alex said this isn't, this is how we work, but just to make it clear.
Okay. I think Janet wanted to say something.
Well, there are some requirements that the AG has about fundraising professionals, if they call it in the AG document, that I think need to be explored before anything like this goes ahead. I also question
not a fundraising
the money. Excuse me. A development director is the same thing as fundraising. That's what
this is not a Director,
and,
this is...
And in any case, I'm
Director.
Sorry, please do not go back and forth with me. Please
don't interrupt. Go ahead, Janet.
In any case, I think that that should be looked into. And I also question, where would the money come from to pay this person, you know, once, you know, assuming that eventually they'll be paid, given what we looked at earlier in this meeting about how much money is owed, and we don't have money to pay for so much of that, and this would be an additional expense.
May
and
I accept?
Also that
Sorry.
I agree with Afia about not wanting to have one person determine programming matters.
May I address those issues, please? Jan, good.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
Okay, so first of all, this is not a development director. It's a national program director, not a development director at all.
Sorry.
Second, so that AG business has nothing to do with it. Second of all, this explicitly says that future higher funding for this position will be sought for this position and program. So that means that people, you know, whoever, will go out and do fundraising specifically for national programming and national program director. So it's not coming out of our regular, you know, whatever our money is at this point, except it does say that it could be put into future budgets. But as of our present budget, it won't come out of anything of our present budget beyond the $1,000 a month. But this is the kind of thing that you can go to funders and grant makers and other people to say, we want to do this and we need money for it, and that's where the money is supposed to come from.
We have two and a half left.
You see us that? Yes, I think that the point that Janet makes is appropriate, because the argument for this hiring this person and making this radical change is fundraising. So fundraising is fundraising regardless of what name you use. The object of it is fundraising.
Any further discussion?
Can we go for a vote, please?
There's no further discussion. Let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary?
Nancy, I have a question. I'm sorry, I was muted. I have a question.
Yes, Nancy.
Got this. So from this discussion, does this mean that we're going to keep this position as a volunteer with a $1,000 honorarium until we can generate a separate revenue stream to pay for the position?
Yes.
I believe that's the intent of that amendment, yes.
And the volunteer would become the paid person.
Or not.
Okay. Well, anyway,
it's written.
1 minute.
There's some way to limit, any like influence on the money raised to pay for this position, the money raising the money for this position would not be raised by underwriting or any commitments to any donors on dedicating their issues to programming, the special programming or something like that.
It's the same rules that we have for everything else. It has nothing to do with, it's just like how we raise money.
Right. Time is up.
Okay,
we can discuss that later. Okay.
I think we have to go to a vote.
In the future, how we do that. Okay, that needs to be addressed, yeah.
Okay, can we go to a vote on this?
Okay, so we're voting on Jan's amendment of Alex's main motion.
right? No, the amendment, there was no objection to the amendment when it was initially offered, so we are voting on the main motion as amended.
There was no objection to Jan's amendment?
What?
No.
No, that's not true.
Wait a minute, I thought we were voting on the
amendment. I said that I was going to vote against anything.
Why don't we just vote on it?
I do not recall any objection, but if Nancy, do you know? Okay. Did you record that there was any objection?
I did not. I'm the secretary, so I have the question, please. What I have is that we have not yet voted on Jan's amendment to your main motion, and I never heard. And I just thought we just finished discussion on this amendment.
Okay, let's just vote on the amendment then, and then we'll vote on the main motion. Okay. Fine.
Okay. Okay, so this is a vote on Jan's amendment to Alex's main motion, which Jan just sent, which starts out further, you know. So, okay. And it adds to Alex's motion. Okay. Joseph Davis?
I'll vote no.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Tom Livingston?
Abstain.
Afia?
No.
Nancy? Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Gerald Travis?
Yes.
Okay, four.
Oh, you forgot Mansoor.
I'm sorry. Okay, Mansoor.
Can I vote twice now since you didn't call me? I'll say yes twice.
Okay. Oh, my God. I know you're kidding now. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. Three no. One abstention.
Okay, let's vote on the main motion now as amended. We're really out of time. We have to adjourn immediately after this vote.
Okay, Joseph Davis?
I vote no.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Tom Livingston?
Abstain.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Nancy Sorden? Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Gil Travis?
Yes. Don't forget Mansoor.
Mansoor. Oh,
I'll vote twice again. Yes.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Okay. Dear folks on the stream, Mansoor is just kidding. I got you once, Mansoor.
Shame on you.
5, yes. 3, no.
I paid you for that. I paid you dearly to count my vote twice.
Let's not say this.
Okay,
you
okay,
never
okay.
Know
I got you.
Where this is gonna
yeah,
wind up.
Yeah. I'm just joking.
I know.
So 5 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion as amended passes, and we are out of time, and this meeting is adjourned.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Sir.